You're all welcome. You've joined us online. You're welcome to church. We love you so much. Quickly, I want to appreciate my father, my pastor, Dr. Real, for this privilege of bringing God's word to his people. It's a privilege I do not take lightly. And I pray that the power of God will minister to each of us here present in the name of Jesus. And I want to believe that you had come here with an expectation, which is very key if we're going to receive today, because I'm expectant. And with my expectation, or based on my expectation, I want to declare to you that you could, as the service is ongoing, you could begin to check yourself for miracles, for healings. Come on, just check yourself for those pains that you had when you came this morning, and just be checking it to see when it disappears. Amen.
Amen.
You're online right now. The same goes for you. I want you to be expectant of the touch of God in your life. And then once you feel it, once you see it, once you experience that touch, please do not hesitate to testify. If you're online, you could send a message via the chat section. If you're here, you could just raise up your hand for one of the ushers to get to you, and we can have your testimonies. Amen. All right. So today I want to re-echo some of our father's words very briefly now, and then we'll begin to look at deeper life, richer life. I believe that this teaching is vital, is important in this time when our father has revealed to us that we are in the season of miracles. Come on. Do you know we are in the season of miracles? So you are expecting miracles every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Every day you are expecting miracles because we are in that season. Amen. So this teaching, I believe it's a teaching that would help us navigate and appropriate the fruits of God's power in our life. And what is the fruit of God's power? Miracles. Come on. So because Pastor said this sometime. He said, I think some weeks back. I just like to recount what he says because my calling is to re-echo what he's saying, actually. He said this. He said that the pursuit of the believer is knowledge, not power. Come on. It means that we need to know how we can key into what God is doing. Because what God is doing is not even the proper word. What God has done. Because everything he would do, he has done in Christ. So, but we are not enjoying all yet. And it is not because the power is not yet available in you. You have Christ inside of you already. The issue is because we have not yet come to understand. Amen. The moment we understand, like Pastor said in his word, the moment we see, we can enter. So this teaching is coming as one of those teachings to help us navigate these times, help us appropriate these blessings so we can begin to enjoy it in our lives. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Pastor said the Christian life is a fruitful life filled with diverse miracles. Why? Because we believe in a mighty God. He said there is no point believing in a God of miracle and not experiencing miracles in our lives. Come on. The very fact that we believe that there is a mighty God whom we have given our life to should also mean that as we wake up, we are expecting for something miraculous to happen. Come on. Because our God is a God of miracles. Through the scriptures, you see miracles everywhere. Little hardly would you turn a page without seeing something miraculous. So how can we now believe in this same God and not now expect miracles? It doesn't work. So if we believe in God, we must believe in miracles and we must expect miracles. Said miracles are necessities for a life that must do what? Fulfill destiny. So he said if you must fulfill your destiny, then you need miracles in your life. Meaning everything, every waking moment should be filled with miracles. But here is where we are going to today. This is the thought that we are going to branch into deeper life and richer life today. The life of the believer is a life of receiving. Come on. Do you remember that one? Actually, I'm really not even talking to all of us, because most of us were in the service. I'm talking to the first timers and those people who has joined us online that missed the service. So because we need to have a background information so that we can all be on the same page when I begin to teach just now. The believer's life, the Christian's life, is about receiving. In Christ Jesus, we are not now working anything. We are not doing anything. Christ has done everything on our behalf. All we need to do is to come into Jesus and begin to receive. Begin to receive the grace of God. Begin to receive the mercy. Begin to receive the provisions. Everything that the Father has provided for us in Christ Jesus. Amen. This means that we do not produce anything, but receive everything, including miracles. Because we will think now that the people who are seeing miracles in their lives, they are doing something special. That's not the case, actually. They are only receiving miracles. Why? Because they come to understand that this miracle, this provision is in Christ Jesus for them. And when they understood that point, they were able to receive the miracles. So they were not doing anything, or they are not doing anything. They are simply just receiving. Hallelujah. Including miracles. You don't do anything to merit miracle. You don't say, today I'm going to do this so I can get miracle in my life. No, you just open your heart and receive miracle. You just say, today I believe that I will receive miracle. Miracle for my finances, because I believe that Christ has already taken care of my finances. So today I expect to see a miracle in my finances. Just the same way you are in this service, you are saying, you should say that I believe I will be healed. Because Christ. Come on. That is how you enter. That is how you receive. The life of the believer is about receiving. I said, even to the working of miracles. So you see somebody laying hands on somebody else, and the person gets healed, and you're like, this guy must be doing something special. No. He just received the healing too as well. Let me show you in scriptures. Let's go to Galatians 3, verse number 5. The Bible asks a question here. It says, he that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you. Does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? If you follow the scripture, you see that there's worketh. Worketh means to do something. When you say I'm working something, you're doing something, and then it's not asking the question, does it work it by law or by the hearing of faith? The hearing of faith there, you're not doing anything, you're just listening. Come on. The hearing of faith, somebody's preaching to you, or a word comes to you, you're receiving that word. You're not doing anything. And then it says it's working miracles. So he wants to quickly clarify that it's not as though he's doing something by his power or by himself, but he's only able to do it by the hearing of faith, by the receiving of the word of God. So when he receives God's word and believes that word, hearing of faith, believes that word, guess what? He prays for someone and the person gets healed. Do you understand? Receiving again. So you want to be in that place where you can pray for somebody or now extend the miracles you enjoy in your own life. There are two different things now. I'm enjoying miracles in my life. And then I want to be able to bring that same power into somebody's life by prayer or stuff. It is the same principle of receiving. Christ has done everything. You receive the power of Christ. You receive the provisions of Christ. And then you are able to mend that same power out to people. Hallelujah. By the hearing of faith. Now, let us now go into my conversation today. Deeper life, richer life. I want us to begin from Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Verse number 3. Can we start from verse number 1? Let's just start from verse number 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Next verse. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Next verse. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be what? Be called the trees of righteousness and the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. My text here, my focus here is in the latter part of this verse 3. But it was just interesting that we read the whole scripture. It said that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. The trees of righteousness, that he might be glorified. Should I do that he might be glorified first and then come back to the trees of righteousness? All right. That he might be glorified. Okay, let's see. Okay, let me just do this now. The trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So how will he be glorified? You will see that in John 15:8. Can we quickly go to John 15:8? You see where the Bible says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruits, so that ye be my disciples." You see that now? "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruits." And then in Isaiah that we're coming from just now, you see now that we are the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Come on, that we will what? Bear much fruit. In bearing much fruit, our Father is glorified. Do you see that now? So the scripture says this, and then he explains it here. You see, okay, how is God glorified? How is God glorified? Is by bearing fruit. Then you understand, oh, I bear fruit because I'm the tree of righteousness. I'm the planting of the Lord. A tree ought to bear fruit. Come on. Hallelujah. We are the planting of the Lord. We are the tree of righteousness. The most important, or rather one of, let me not just be all, one of the most important parts of the tree is the root. Do you hear me now? One of the most important parts of the tree is the root. In fact, when a tree or any other plant is planted, I avoided putting any other plant, but like, it's not just a tree, any other plant, and then planted, whatever. It does not bother about fruits, nor leaves. When a plant or a tree is planted, it doesn't bother about fruits. It doesn't bother about leaves. It doesn't bother about seeds. The primary pursuit, the focus, is root. It first starts to develop roots. It is after the roots have been developed that it can now bring forth anything he wants to bring out. Let's go to Matthew. Because you see the reverse in Matthew. Alright, 13 verse 5. You see, this is the parable of the seed. Huh? It said, "Some fell upon stony places where they had no much earth, and forthwith, immediately, they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth." Go to the next verse. Verse 6 now. "And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away." Go to 13:20, where he explains what this parable means. 13:20. Alright. So now he started explaining it to his disciples. And he said, "Because he that received the seed in his stony place, the same he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receives it." Next verse. "Yet had he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word's sake, and by he is offended. But you see the key there. No, don't worry. Go back. Just go back. You see the key there. Yet had he not root in himself. So this seed had the reverse. Normally, when a seed would come, it will spend the first period of time or everything focused on developing roots. But the guy didn't have much earth, so you can't blame me. So since I can't go down, and the next thing is to go up. But we see the fundamental problem with springing up without roots. Do you understand? So the root is the most important. In fact, some people will argue that a tree, you see very big tree, that the roots is 2 to 3 times as big as the tree you can see. They'll say, anyway, that's depending on the species anyway. But whether it's bigger or not bigger, the thing we can all agree on is that the first thing, the most important thing, is developing roots. We'll look at the persecution or stuff maybe next week. But I'm not focused there now. Why does the tree not bother about fruits or leaves in the first place? It is because the fruit and the leaves, they will come out automatically. It is your responsibility to develop your roots. It is God's responsibility to produce the fruit. Not as though he will now, by magical power, bring forth the fruit. Oh, no. The fruit will come out from the nutrient that root will be able to bring to that plant. Thank you, Jesus. This root that is this important, what is it for? What does the tree use it for? It is for receiving. Receiving. The root does not produce the mango. Neither does it attract someone to do anything. All the root is used for, to receive. Receive water. Receive nutrients. Once the plant have water, nutrients, it will bring forth fruit. You see why I said that when I said, remember, the life of the believer is a life of receiving. Receiving. If the root can receive proper nutrients, in bracket water, and all the other nitrates, whatever it needs, fruit will follow. But you know that we will not be able to see the root. The root is useless to us. Technically. You're not going to pluck mango and go and be digging roots to carry mango from it. You don't care about the root. So guess what? We are tempted to focus in the fruit and the leaves, trying to maintain it. You see somebody pruning a tree that the root is no longer inside again. We are trying to maintain it. We are trying to ensure that we appear to be healthy. Whereas our focus should actually be to develop our roots, to actually be healthy. Because the health of the plant is not in the leaves, so it's in the root. Because you see in Matthew where it says, immediately he sprang up. He began to spring. People could see something there where they planted that seed. But because it cannot sustain it, the root it has cannot sustain what is growing. It withers. This can explain why many of us will come into Christ and we're loving Jesus and begin to see miracles, begin to see breakthroughs, begin to see his hand and his power everywhere in our lives. And after a while, just sit. After a while, you're like, what's happening? What's happening? What did I do? What do I need to do? The seed immediately started producing, because the seed, it has in itself the power to produce the fruit. You don't have to do anything in that part. The part you have work to do is root. Hallelujah. Are we still together? So the root, the seed enters the ground and it begins to work on its roots. It begins to work on its roots, knowing fully well that the seed is just a matter of time. It begins to work on the roots. Come on. As it's working on the roots, it expects fruit. You think it just starts carrying water, carrying nitrates, just because it likes carrying those things? It knows it needs this thing to come out just now, but it's not bothered there, it's bothered here. Hallelujah. Let's go to Jeremiah. Let's see the roots. Jeremiah 17 and verse number 7. He said, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Next verse. For it shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out our roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but our leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Hallelujah. For it shall be like a tree planted by the waters. Now, you see, the problem with the seed that fell on the stony ground was that there was no much earth. So there was rock everywhere. If there's no much air, there's no water, technically. So it really did not have much to really work with. But you see here in Jeremiah, the Bible says, it shall be like a tree that is planted by the waters. So very close to that tree, there is water. So it does not even need to go deep. But you see, the next statement is that, and that spreadeth out our roots. Because, don't worry, you see now, could I just say it and then I'll come back again and we'll just go forward or backwards anyway. Because you see now that where we are planted, there is water. The problem is not the water. The problem is the spreading of the roots. Because some of us can just start small like this and just touch small water, and we just run, we just receive, we just see one, two small mango just come out, and we are okay. But you see now, and that spreadeth our roots by the river. You are already close to river. Technically, you say, what is all this work for now? So I'm already seeing the power of God in my life. Why am I not still doing many things? Because we'll see what it means to actually develop the roots. You see, it spreadeth. The deeper the root goes, the more resources available. That is why it spreads it. The deeper the root goes, the more resources available. Yesterday, while we were praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to us and said, as far as we can see in Christ. As far as we can see in Christ. So it means that we could see from for let's say 10 feet range. But it's possible for us to see beyond 10 feet. But as far as you can see, you would receive. As far as the root can go, the more resources it can receive. And the more resources it can receive, guess what? The more fruit it can produce. And the more the Father is glorified. Thank you very much. You see, it's actually a simple message. Very simple. So you see a believer who is now, because we'll just go to Psalm 1, the conventional Psalm 1 we know. You see a believer now who is now investing, as the Bible recommends here, that says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In this law, or in his law, doth he meditate day and night. Just stay here first. No, go back to 2. This is the how to develop the roots. So it takes the law, the word of God. You say, Pastor, preach another thing. Preach another thing. There's not that thing to preach. The word of God. We only just look for different ways to bring it to you. It's the safety. It is our prayer that one of the message, the way it will now sweet you, it will now catch you, you'll start reading your Bible. That's the idea. In his law does he meditate day and night. So he's studying the law. He's reading the law. Pastor said there's nothing like study. Read it. He's reading the law day and night. Read it now, you sleep. Later, I'll carry it again, we'll read it again. Verse 3. Go to verse 3 now. And it shall be, see again another tree. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Now it just goes on to say that bring forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever it does shall prosper. But remember in Jeremiah, it tells us something that was not here, that spreadeth its roots. But it doesn't need to be here, because if you are meditating on the word of the Lord day and night, you are spreading your roots. Because the result is the same. You bring forth fruit in your season. You will not be afraid of the of whatever is happening, of droughts, or you will prosper. Hallelujah. This is the how. I'll show you from the new Testament next week. I'll show you how this was the call. This was it's always this. The part that we do not see is the most important. You can cut the tree. You just cut the tree, from the stem. You cut it, and then there's no leaf again on that tree. So long as that root is planted, is rooted properly, it will grow up again. Now let me say it to you. Your life can shake and scatter. Pastor, my life has finished. No, it has not finished. It only finished when they uproot the roots. When they cut it, it did not finish. No matter how bad that thing was, your life has still not finished. Is this still connected to the source? Is this still connected? Do you understand? Hallelujah. Then for some of us, we are bearing fruit, and the devil is tricky. When I start to like, can you sustain it? Can you come on either way? But again, you are afraid for nothing. Why? Your root is still connected. So long as your root is still connected, you will bring forth fruit in a season. When it is the next season to bring forth fruit, you will bring forth fruit. Because your root is still connected. Now, go to Isaiah 61. We are the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. We have been seen shall be planted by the rivers of waters. But where is this rivers of waters? Where are we planted? We are planted in Jesus. You see our rivers of water. You see why there will always be water. We are planted in Jesus Christ. It's not one land that is close to river. Remember, Pastor said Jesus is our Cana. You remember that? I think it was last week or last 2 weeks. We are planted in Jesus Christ. So there's always water in Jesus. There's no drought in Jesus. No drought in Jesus. So it's not about maybe the river will not dry. Mm-mm. But Jeremiah tells us, and that spreadeth what? Its roots. So therefore, the deeper we go in Christ, the more treasures we will find. The Bible calls this the mysteries. In Ephesians, we'll see Ephesians next week. It calls it the mysteries, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may see you may now know the mysteries that are in Christ Jesus. Just paraphrase the whole thing now. But we'll see it properly next week. So our pursuit now, our own work, our responsibility, is to now ensure that our root is going deeper in Christ Jesus. That we are discovering Jesus. We are getting to know him more. We are going deeper. We are going deeper. We are going deeper. And in Christ, there's no way you hit rock bottom and say, nah, I can't pass. In fact, if the root, stay with me now, is growing and it meets rock, either it passes around it or it busts it too. The root is going. The farther it can get, the better. Now you see, there is no limitation for us who are in Christ Jesus. No limitation. You can get as much as you can get. If you say my own is 10% that I can carry, no problem, stay in 10%. But there's a danger actually. That's the heat that came in Matthew 13. And then there is the fact of the case that our God will not receive as much glory that he could have received if you maximize the rivers of water that he has planted you. He gives all of us the same place, Jesus. Jesus. Nobody received any special closeness to the river. No. It is the same. The difference is not in Jesus. It's not in the power of God. The difference is the knowledge, the depth of our roots. The depth of our roots. In the teaching, it's just when I gave it to I was telling Pastor Maro this morning, he was like, the flyer depicts the message in a way. I said, it's a simple message that if you see it like this, you should even be able to preach it. Our pastor just finished teaching us the things that God has given to us. You see why he's actually teaching us those teachings? So that our roots can be going down. Because every phase the root gets to, there is a knowledge, there is a revelation. There is a revelation of God to that plant. Not to all of us. You say, I've hit one milestone, everybody will not get it. No, there is a personal revelation of God. It will enjoy that one. It will walk in that provision. It will walk in that manifestation. And then it keeps going down again. The next phase is another revelation. And I like the way our pastor puts these things. He said, sometimes it may not even be what we need. So we'll not even bother there. Someone, as you are reading the word of God, you're like, this is not what I'm looking for now. I'm looking for something. But the root is going. Immediately it hits the one you need for your life. You appropriate it. You receive it. And once you receive it, it produces the result. It produces the fruit. It produces the miracle. It produces the power. You're not praying for Lord power. Da, 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 da. Go and find out what he has said concerning power. What he has released for you concerning power. Eh? And the moment you touch it, it enters into the roots. Come on. And it flows out through your life. And our Father is glorified. Bible reading can never be outdated. Can never be outdated. There's nothing we can substitute for it. Nothing. Because it is in this book. It is in this book we find the treasures, the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And I say, but it is reading this book that the Holy Spirit, we'll not finish the one that says, I want to get dimensional revelation. It is this things that you have read that he will use to reveal those ones to you. But if we do not spend our time to stay in the closet, I'll show you the scripture. We will not be able to manifest the things we want to see in our life. Because if I ask you now, we all want to be able to see power. It's not pursuing power now, it's pursuing root development. But it says, when you pray in your closet, what will now happen? Your Father who sees in the secret will reward you in the open. He always tells you to go and do the one that people cannot see. But if we are doing that, it's as though we are not doing anything. It's like we are just wasting time. Matthew chapter 1, no grief finish. I beg. Come on. Do you not read these scriptures like Isaiah? You're like, oh, more those days yesterday. Come on. I remember when our pastor gave us a command. I think some of us here can remember to read the Bible as much as we can read. I just went to read all the short books. Because at least you can read it like to finish. Hey, you can read Isaiah. You finish with the only one book. They will ask you, how many have you read? It's only Isaiah. It's as though we are not doing anything. It's as though time is going. It's as though we are wasting. It's even as though we are wasting time. I can't feel any fruit growing. I can't feel anything. But all that time you are investing, you are sapping nutrients. You are receiving nutrients. You're just receiving. Those nutrients, they have in them the power to produce the result. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. It's not you get the inheritance. Get the word. Get the nutrients. You will have your inheritance. Say, Father, give me inheritance. Get the nutrients. Hallelujah. You know I'm actually done. So you know I finished these things. I'm just trying to give you examples. I'm using some of my next week scriptures so that you can better understand what you now need to do. What is now your own responsibility? Because you have a responsibility. If we do not hold our own side of the bargain, nothing will happen. Remember, many years ago, because I can't really place it now. You know, our pastor actually told us that the fault is not coming from God. The sender signal is strong. Very strong and constantly strong. They can't sabotage the antenna. It is the receiver's receiver that needs to be aligned. So how much you can receive? It's how much that can be released to you. Hey, I release something that is bigger than the receiver. Everything will collapse. Poof. Come on. You want to receive more from God. You want to see more of his power in your life, which you should see. If you were here last week, you should be, Wednesday. Don't be missing Wednesday service. So I'm begging you. Very soon, we hope that we'll be able to stream it live for those people that are joining us now. Powerful. It says there is, the word is equal power. Equal, it's not will be equal power. In the moment you receive the word, the power has come. So the more of the word of God you are able to carry. And the beautiful thing with this Bible is that it's so spiritual like that. Because there's no word I can use to classify it now. Spiritual. In the sense that you are reading this same scripture now. And you are reading it 6 months later. This same scripture will reveal something different to you. You read it 10 times. You will understand it 10 different ways. So someone now say, I'm looking for the things that are not inside here. This one is enough. It's enough. There's no addition. This is sufficient. If he needed us to have that one too, he would have maybe do only Bible addendum. You say, I've graduated this one. It's not Master's Bible you are reading now. It's the same one. Though. But the important thing for us to do, our own part, is to develop our roots. That's the work we need to do. Just sit down and read the Bible. Sit down and know God more. In prayer, you're knowing him more. In fasting, that's the whole activity of the believer. You know this. It's not to move God, though. It's to move ourselves so that we can better understand him. The more we are turning, the more we are understanding his person. Come on. It's constant. It doesn't turn. But we are turning. Today, he has turned us to this point. Oh, we see God in this dimension. They go, oh, God is lovely. Ah, God is love. So I have to be loved. And like we turn again. We see God in mercy. We say, oh, God is so merciful. I have to be merciful. That's how we keep going, though. And every of that truth that we receive, every of that truth that we receive is the nutrient that we need to produce the fruits that we want to see in our lives. You don't need to do something special. Or something extra. Abide in my word. And I in you. Finish. Thank you, Jesus. I will go. I will come again next week. And we'll look at the focus of the new, let's just say the new covenant. How it is the same thing. They didn't change it. It is the same thing. But they brought in Jesus Christ into the picture, so that you can understand. Because you're looking for rivers of living water. So you're looking at it's not that one you're looking for. It's a spiritual rivers of living waters. The moment you receive Christ Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, you were planted in Jesus. Everything was set. Even right now, here, your healing was set. Your root just needs to touch it. You just need to know that by stripes, you were healed. And receive it. Let it flow from your root, from your spirit now. Come on. And let it enter into your body. We are using tree, but we are not tree. You know we are not tree. As you're here right now, maybe online, you have a pain or stuff. Just receive the healing now. You have a condition. Just receive the healing now. Just know. By the stripes of Jesus, it made every sickness in you illegal. So it is time to now evict it. Come on. Remember the example our pastor used. He said, you have a house somewhere and you are not aware of it. You just keep living your life. But the day you get to know, what happens that day? You just write quick notice first of all. I want to change this tenant. Come on. Now you will know that Jesus Christ has paid for that pain, that sickness, that ailment, that defeat, that lack. Said it was made poor. So that through his poverty, we may be rich. You can receive it now. You don't need me to do anything. You can just close your eyes and pray for yourself. You can close your eyes and just receive and connect and allow it to flow into your life. Allow that fruit to come out from your source now, which is Christ Jesus. Allow that blessings to flow. Receive it now. Receive it now. Christ is our blessings. Christ is our breakthrough. Christ is redemption. Is our deliverance. Just receive. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Now. It's flowing. The river is always flowing. And it's bringing to you the thing you need. Receive the idea now. Receive the idea now for that business. Receive it now. That pitch. It just comes to your spirit. Because it's coming from Jesus. It's coming from the rivers. It's flowing to you now. It's flowing to you now. Thank you, Father. And our Lord and our Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. I thank you, Father, for opening our eyes to see all we need to do and all that you have done and where we are planted. I thank you for planting us in Christ, because in Christ there is no sorrow. In Christ there is no defeat. In Christ there is no failure. Neither is there sickness. Neither is there any form of infirmity. In Christ there is perfect health. In Christ there is perfect peace. In Christ there is abundance. And Father, I thank you because it is flowing in your children's life now. In the name of Jesus. Everything that is not in Christ, I cause by your power now to cease in their lives. Everything contrary to your provision in Christ, I ban it from their life in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I release your blessings now. I release your healing now. I release your provisions now. I release sight now. I release stability now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Because even in this development of our roots, you have not left it to us only. You have provided your spirit to help us to navigate our roots. Come on. We are not groping in the dark. trying to locate the provisions. No, your spirit is helping us, revealing to us your provisions. Lord, I thank you for this week. Your people, they will enter into more of your provisions, because by the power of the Holy Ghost now, their eyes are open. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for the testimonies that abound on the account of this word. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.